We have hard data on how older people are living now. There are new data from the Census Bureau out today, the headline figure, the U.S. poverty rate, 14.1% over the last 5 years. That is down from 14.6% the 5 years prior. But the report has lots of layers, including where older people are living. Marketplace's Mariel Segarra reports.
The new data shows that fewer seniors are living in nursing homes. One possible reason?
We know there has been a gradual decline in the age-adjusted rate of dementia, and dementia is highly related to being in a nursing home.
Michael Hurd directs the RAND Center for the Study of Aging. The data also shows that nearly 43% of Americans age 65 and older live alone. That's down from about 44%. So who are they living with? Each other, for one thing. Richard Fry at Pew Research Center says male life expectancy has gone up.
Widowhood is significantly down among older women because their husbands are living longer.
Seniors are also looking for ways they can age in place. Rodney Harrell is a vice president at AARP.
Most older adults want to stay in their homes and communities as long as they can.
And that often means living with their adult kids. I'm Mariel Segarra for Marketplace.
Now, folks who have lots of followers on platforms like Instagram often get paid to tout stuff. Now, Instagram has come out with new rules for these influencers on not promoting tobacco, vaping, or weapons. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has the assignment today. Nancy, what's Instagram saying?
Well, it says it just wants to clarify its policies on paid promotions. But the Instagram announcement came about the same time as the British Advertising Standards Authority told a British tobacco company to stop using any public Instagram accounts to promote e-cigarettes in the UK. Instagram says it'll begin enforcing its new ban in the coming weeks.
So clarifying, because Instagram already had rules.
Yes, but there was a loophole. Instagram, of course, is owned by Facebook. Facebook does already ban advertising of vaping, tobacco, and weapons. But users can still post about those things. And the loophole allowed advertisers to run paid promotions through those influencers. Now that won't be allowed.
Now, this is part of a wider crackdown at Instagram?
Yeah. Instagram says paid promotions for alcohol and dietary supplements will now be subject to things like age restrictions. Instagram says those policies will go into effect next year.
All right. Nancy Marshall-Genzer in D.C., thank you. Let's check the markets here. The 100-share index in London is up 0.2%. Here, Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ futures have hardly budged this morning, despite the impeachment headlines. We've been talking to financial market players about this, among theories that a president under a political cloud could be more likely to settle for compromises to chalk up wins in trade and policy battles. Marketplace helps you answer questions you've always wondered about, and now that includes finding out more about how and why we do what we do every day. Become a Marketplace investor today, and you'll get exclusive access to a series of virtual AMAs featuring Molly Wood, Guy Risdahl, and me, David Brancaccio. Don't miss out on our 2020 Ask Me Anything series. Contribute $60 or sign up to donate $5 a month at marketplace.org. And thank you.
Hey there, I'm Bridget, co-host of Million Bazillion, Marketplace's podcast for kids about money. I want to tell you about our email newsletter course, Million Bazillion Academy. In this new and improved course, we'll help your kids learn about crypto, credit cards, and inflation in just 6 weeks. Each lesson comes with a podcast episode, a fun cartoon, discussion questions, and an activity that lets kids apply what they're learning in the real world. You can start at any time and work at your own pace. Sign up today at marketplace.org/academy.
With many of the Democratic presidential candidates set to debate in Los Angeles tonight, let's take a moment to talk election security. Congress sent $380 million to states to harden their systems to keep hackers out of voting lists and voting machines. Here's Marketplace's Kimberly Adams in Washington.
Rallies like these are where candidates try to get out the vote, but prep for the mechanics of voting happens in quiet offices, like that of Chris Piper, commissioner for the Virginia Department of Elections.
The irony of being an election official is that if you've done your job right, then nobody notices.
Virginia was among the states probed by foreign hackers in 2016. Piper says the Commonwealth is working to ensure that doesn't happen again.
Virginia was obviously one of the states that was scanned, but we were not breached. And we've taken an incredible number of steps to improve that security posture.
The federal government gave $650 million to states in the early 2000s, encouraging them to buy digital voting machines. But they turned out to be vulnerable to hacking and other problems. So Virginia has been spending its own money to upgrade once again. To machines like this one on demonstration in Fairfax that can still read paper ballots. New machines cost about $5,000 each, and Piper says they also need annual upkeep.
These one-time infusions of cash are certainly helpful, but these are problems that aren't going to go away with one infusion of cash.
States also need to protect what's still digital, from voter databases to the Wi-Fi at the local Board of Elections office. Lawrence Norden runs the election reform program at the Brennan Center for Justice.
You have counties or towns that are running elections that have no IT staff, no cybersecurity staff, and that's a vulnerability that extra money could help with.
Norden says governments need to spend at least $2.2 billion more in the next few years. There is some federal aid in the form of training and tech support from the National Guard and the Department of Homeland Security, but Susan Greenhall with the National Election Defense Coalition says even that help can only go so far.
We have 50 states and we have over 8,000 individual election jurisdictions. So if each of them come to the Department of Homeland Security, they can be overwhelmed pretty quickly.
The next federal spending bill has another $425 million for states to get better election security, but time is running out for states to actually use it before the next election. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
And you know how sometimes you're streaming a football game online and the video is a little delayed compared to watching on TV? Well. Britain's central bank says some hedge funds were allowed to hack into a slightly faster audio feed of the bank's big news conferences so these privileged investors would hear stuff before competitors watching the main video feed. According to the Times of London, a third-party supplier was selling access to the faster backup audio. The Bank of England has referred this to British regulators. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.